Give me one.
Thank you for waiting, Edgar. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Laura.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. You know, tomorrow's Friday, so that's always great news over here.
Yes.
And I see you're a bit newer in business. You have just about 2 years. Is that correct?
Correct.
Oh, well, congratulations. How has it been going for you?
It's been going wonderful. Thank you.
That's good. I'm glad to hear it. And what do you currently do for marketing? How do you get new clients?
Well, I am in the network where I am a vendor, and work just keeps coming into my hands, and I pick and choose what I want to bid and what I don't want to bid on. And then I am partnered with another company that gives me commercial service work. And that company charged me a percentage per the total cost of the job. And it's a set percentage. It doesn't change, but that's how they make their money. But they do send me leads that are, boom, direct. They call for a COVID claim. Okay, they put a limit that to exceed, and if that's something that I think I can make happen, I'll go ahead and respond. And if not, the next vendor, whoever wants to take on it, will reply. And business keeps going. So far, advertisement has been good. Then I have partnered with another company. I'm a union plumber, and they have a website for all union contractors, and my company is on their program, which I keep on getting leads for residential work and sometimes commercial, but that lead right there, I'm actually, like, sick and tired of it because, you know, it's like every time a client calls, I guess it's part of business, but, oh, my faucet is not working, you know, and how much would you charge me? And sometimes I hear they're older people, they give them a break, and a $350 number is too much for them. And, oh, my God, and I understand, but, you know, like, it's just, to me, it's a waste of my time.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, it sounds like you have a few things going on. I mean, are you looking to get more work? Is that something that you're able to handle?
You know what? I'm able to handle if I have the work. You know, like, I have 3 company vehicles, and lately I've been thinking about buying another van, especially for service, and have a guy on that van doing service only. And, you know, right now, owner, I have the service van, and I have 2 trucks, which is for new construction and TI. TI work, you know, or remodel. And everything is going great. And new construction. And, but of course, my goal is to make this a service company as well, not just a new and TI construction
company.
Okay.
Well, the way that we work is with exclusive listings. So as soon as we start working with you, we do close out the category. So we don't work with your competitors. These are calls that go directly to you. Now, we do that with first page placement on Google. We give you about 15 keywords, which are going to be of the services that you offer. So all somebody has to do in your area is look up one of your services, and your business is going to pop up on the first page of Google right there where that local map section is. Now, we're going to make sure to do the same thing for you on Bing. Another thing that we do that works really well are Facebook ads. Do you have a Facebook account by any chance?
You know what? Sorry, and I'm going to be straight honest with you. I created an Instagram page, but I'm going to tell you how, the way I see things. All right? I didn't want to create the Instagram page, but I created it. Everybody says, oh, you get business. the people that is on Instagram most of the time is people that don't have anything to do. They're just goofing around, wasting their time. The same way I think about Facebook. People that is on Facebook is just going on the web for no reason. Maybe some people, yeah, they want an auto, they want an apartment, or looking for a park. So it's just a waste of time, and in reality, they're not there to get a good plumbing company. They're looking for somebody that can do a little, like they say on the train, a Mickey Mouse job.
Yeah.
And they get a headache, and they start crying, oh, well, you did it, blah, 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 blah. And I'm trying to stay away from that part of business. I'm trying to be a company that focuses on giving quality work and take pride on what we do, be on time, be responsible, and, you know, just be a, you know, great company out there, great competition for all the other farming companies, and but provide quality, but not just quantity, but quality. And, of course, with quality is not cheap. You know, if you want quantity and you want it for cheap, you can get many people, and then you're going to come back and look for the right person to do it right. You know, and so I'm not trying to get with those.
I hear what you're saying, okay, and I understand. So just to kind of give you a little bit about what it is that we do, it's not like we're posting up things on Facebook. So we do direct target marketing, which means that people who have been searching already for your services across the web, when these people go on Facebook, there's an ad that pops up on their feed where they're able to click to call you. So we are retargeting the same people who have been looking for your services. Now, when it comes to income levels, age groups, as well as locations that you're looking for work, we do target that as well. So obviously, you know, we're not going to want to target the younger audience. So we're going across people who are looking for your services. So that's the whole point of what our service does. And everything is tracked through a dashboard, which means that you're going to be able to see how many people have been looking for you, the location these people have been looking for you on, how many clicks you've received, how many calls you've gotten. Everything is tracked so you can see the results. Now, our service is a month-to-month service as well. It's a flat rate. There's no contracts, and it's only $249 per month.
And that sounds, you know, something that I could probably give it a try. You know, it's just that, you know, like, at least, you know, I already spent close to $1,000 with other two companies that were not good for me. I couldn't even make their what I spent on it. And, you know, if I'm investing like you, right, you're not going to go buy stocks. And, you know, in the stocks, it can go up, it can go down. But you're going to invest, hoping that you gain a little something, at least a penny. But if it goes down, then it comes back up. On this end, I invested and I wasn't able to get what I invested. And instead, I wasted gas and time with clients that were undecided. And, you know, that's the thing that, you know, like, the people that I'm with right now, like, that help me out, is direct list. Like, okay, here you go. I accept it. I call them. They say, okay, approved. Done. You know?
And yeah, so it's technically not direct leads because you're going through a middleman. You're going through a company that's providing them for you. These people that are looking for your services, they go on Google or they find this, you know, directory, then they contact you. What we are putting you in front of is directly in front of people who are looking for your services. So these are direct calls that you're going to be receiving. I mean, it's Google. Everybody uses Google. When you look up a restaurant or a service, You go on Google. I mean, even people who don't like Google, like, it's what you do. It's Google. You got to use Google. So, I mean, it's the number one search engine of the world. That's how we would be bringing you in clients, and it doesn't get any better than Google.
No, Google, I'm okay with. But when it comes to Facebook, every time I hear Facebook, all I hear is drama.
So you have the option of getting rid of Facebook if you just want to stick to, you know, Google, Bing side and the dashboard side. You're looking at, it does lower the price a little bit. You're looking at $199 per month. And that gets rid of Facebook. That gets rid of your drama.
Well, I'm sorry, but, you know, I'm sorry that I'm being honest, you know.
No, it's okay. I don't do social media myself. I think it's a waste of time. So I understand where you're
coming from.
Thank
you. I haven't got one call from Instagram whatsoever. And
well, Instagram's not good. So we did studies with Instagram and Facebook ads, and Instagram ads didn't work. Facebook ads do work on our end, but Instagram doesn't work. So, I mean, if I were you, I wouldn't even keep trying. But, I mean, that's completely up to you. But, like I was saying, I mean, we can stick on the Google side. At least, you know, Google is where it's at, really. So, and also, so you understand timeline-wise, because it is a process with Google, you know, to get you on the first page to do all of that, you're looking at a maximum amount of time for results is 30 to 45 days. We do like to underpromise and overdeliver. So that is approximately the time frame, but we have seen it done as soon as 13 days, which is great. But,
I'm glad that you're being dead honest, and, you know, I'm willing to keep on listening to what you got to say about your business.
Mhm. Yeah, well, I mean, our business as well, you know, we've been in, it's going to be 19 years next month that we've been doing this. We are a Google Premier Channel partner with Google as well, which I can actually send you out our certification right now through text message so you can see that. But yeah, pretty much, I mean, that's what we would be offering you. And I mean, it would be great in your area too, since the demand is definitely there. I mean, what do you think about everything? You want to give us a shot so we can show you what we can do?
Sure.
Okay. And let me make sure I have your information correct. Give me one second. I have first name Edgar, E-D-G-A-R. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then last name, Perez,
P-E-R-E-Z? Yes, correct.
Okay, perfect. And what is your email address?
egcfamilyplumbinginc@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. This phone number that we're speaking on, is this the number that you would want your clients to call you on as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then for company name, I have EGC Family Plumbing Inc. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then for address, I have 1455 Trailwood Avenue in Manteca, California, 95336.
Correct.
Now, on your current Google business profile, you have your address hidden. Do you still want to leave it hidden, or do you want to show it?
On my Google profile? Yeah,
uh-huh.
I'm going to give you my website so you can look at it.
Okay, hold on. No, I mean, on your Google business profile, you currently don't have your address showing. Okay, that's fine, right? You want it still hidden? Okay. And I did actually look up your website now. It's a pretty good website. Did you do it yourself?
No, not paper.
Oh, it looks good. It's really nice.
Thank you.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Now, for people authorized on your account, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself?
Authorized in such what way?
Authorized, for example, they can call in, make changes, or we can communicate with them if any changes need to be done. anything along those lines. I mean, if it's typically just you that handles everything, then you don't need anybody else authorized. It's, for example, if you have partners,
no,
if you work with your... Okay.
I work with my kids, but right now I make those decisions. And right now it's the time that I have to watch what gets done and what doesn't, because it's very important, you know.
Exactly.
Something that it can get carry me into the hole, and I can't right now. And I'm saying my boys cannot do it, but the time will come with, where they will take over this, and then they'll keep going if the business gets to be where I want it to be.
Yeah. How old are your kids?
One is 29 and the other one 24.
Okay. So they're at that age where they're learning from you, huh?
Well, yes. So one is running a project at the San Jose Airport for me. He's the foreman.
Uh-huh.
And the other one is an apprentice. We're a union company out of Local 38, Local 393, and 442.
Oh, well, that's good. I mean, it's nice that you guys are all in the same type of business, so that's always good.
Yeah, that's the three initials, Edgar, Gerber, and Christian.
Ah, that's nice. Oh, that's really good. Oh, that's good to hear. I always like the family businesses, you know. It's always a nice thing to have family together. Now,
yes,
for... Uh-huh, go ahead.
No,
go ahead. No, I was going to ask you for your, so for services that you offer, this is going to be what you want to be found for. So what type of jobs do you want people to find you for?
Service calls, you know, any repairs, you know, plumbing services. As it stays on my website, we have water leak repairs, sewer leak repair, gas leak repair, new install. Repipe. Water repipe.
Okay.
We know the you know, sewer cleaning services, making jetting.
Okay, hold on one second. You said, what was the first word, making jetting?
The snaking.
Oh, snaking, okay.
And jetting.
Okay.
Camera service. For instance, mapping out sewer lines.
Okay.
You got the hydro jetting, right?
I got a snaking and I put jetting. What do you want me to be more specific on the jetting?
Yeah, hydro jetting.
Hydro jetting? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to repeat what I have so far. Let me know if I'm missing anything or if I need to add anything. I have plumbing services, water leak repair, sewer leak repair, gas leak repair, new install, water repipe, sewer cleaning services, snaking, hydro jetting, camera service, sewer line.
Yeah, so you could put drain cleaning, you know?
Drain cleaning, okay.
Yeah, drain cleaning, basically.
Okay. Anything else?
Water heater installations.
Okay. All right.
And replacement.
Installation and replacement. Okay.
Fixture, replacement and installation.
Wait, what was the one you just said right now?
Fixture?
Fixture. Okay.
Weapons and top house. Residential. Commercial and residential.
Okay. Commercial and residential. Okay.
And you got the water water line repairs.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Right?
Yes.
You also have camera inspection and drain cleaning, right?
Correct. I put it down as, hold on, let me see. I put camera service, sewer lines. Do you want me to camera? I can put camera inspection.
Yeah. Camera inspection.
Camera inspection and service. I'll put that. Okay.
Camera inspection on sewer line.
Uh-huh. Got that down.
Yeah, camera inspection. So probably camera inspection and drain cleaning. Camera inspection and drain cleaning. That probably be.
Okay, yeah, I got that one down as well. All right, perfect. Is there anything else you want me to add?
You got remodels on commercial and residential?
Yes, so remodel, I put commercial and residential, yes.
Installation of drinking fountains?
I did not put that. Let me put that one. Installation of drinking fountain. Okay.
Extension tank installation and PRV valve installation.
Okay. What was the last one that you just said?
P as Peter, R as Robert, V as Victor.
Uh-huh.
Valve installation. Pressure reducing valve.
Okay. Okay, is there anything else?
If you have a room, of course, you know, garbage disposal, replacement.
Okay. All right, perfect. Anything else, if you want to add it, you're going to be able to do it on your onboarding call as well or anytime you'd like. Your onboarding call is typically 45 minutes to an hour long, depending on how many questions you have, and they call within an hour window. So what does your availability look like tomorrow or, tomorrow, Monday, or even Tuesday if you need it by then? I have some time today, too, if you have availability today.
I'll say later in the afternoon, because right now, getting to a job, I'll be busy.
Okay, between 2 and 3 o'clock, okay for you?
No, probably 3 and 4.
Let me make sure I have that availability. I have to schedule you. I don't have that available today, but I have it available tomorrow between 3 to 4. Does that work for you?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right, perfect. And let me see here. So I have you down for that. You have that. We're not doing Facebook. You have a website. So specific target areas, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes. What type of areas do you want to target?
San Joaquin County, which will be Manteca, Modesto, Stockton.
I can just put down the county. It'll actually cover all of that, which is perfect. It makes it a lot easier.
And then Santa Clara County.
Santa Clara County, okay.
And then, which is also San Francisco area.
Okay. So San Francisco, San Francisco is, hold on, it's the county. Okay, so all of San Francisco County as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
In Alameda County.
Alameda?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Is there? My name is Laura. Laura.
Okay. Oh, Laura. Okay. I got me a selling list.
Sí, hablo el español, se me olvidan unas palabras, pero pues ahí
no,
hablo
a mí,
también español.
A mí.
Sí, ¿quiere que ponga otro condado o nomás con esos condados está bien?
Esos condados es suficiente.
Okay. Y enseño también que está abierto 24 horas, 7 días a la semana, ¿verdad?
Correcto.
Okay. Y déjame mandarle también, le voy a mandar ahorita el número de nuestra oficina y también tiene mi extensión en donde se puede comunicar conmigo directamente. Okay. ¿Y la tarjeta que va a usar está en su nombre o el nombre de la compañía o los dos?
¿Me mandaste un mensaje o no? Ahorita.
Se lo mandé también un mensaje por texto.
Okay, porque recibí el texto, pero tengo a Gail, porque ella era la que me estaba llamando antes.
No, no, soy yo, que es Laura. A ver, déjame
Okay.
ver, Marco.
¿Sí conoces a quién es Gail?
Ah, el Abel.
Gail. Gail.
No, Gail, no. Lo que enseño era, oh, Gail, ya veo aquí. No, Gail ya no está con la compañía. Era Abel también que estaba hablando con usted. Y Abel sí está con nosotros todavía.
Okay, yeah, so also in this class, let's get your business today. Okay, so okay, este es para ti, right? Oh, es 9270. Okay, está mi nombre y el nombre de la compañía, la tarjeta.
Okay. Tengo también a middle initial de F, ¿eso es correcto? ¿En la tarjeta también?
Correcto. Correcto.
Okay. ¿Y el domicilio para el billing es también el Trailwood Avenue?
Correcto.
Okay. ¿Y qué tipo de tarjeta va a usar?
American Express Work. ¿Dónde están ustedes localizados?
We're in Fountain Valley, California. So estamos Orange County.
Orange County?
Ajá.
Oh, okay.
Sí.
Okay, it shows with a 209 phone number.
Es a, we have a, it's a VOIP. Cuando hablamos from local numbers, pero si hablas ese número de regreso, todavía va a llegar a nuestra oficina. So, todavía van las llamadas a nosotros.
Sabes, I would like to have like, porque sabes, in business and with nowadays things are happening out there and this and this and that. You know, with cameras and everything. For me, I would feel more at ease if I had you guys' number from your company in whatever county you guys do business.
Yes. So the number that I sent you, which is the 877 number, that is our office line. That's how you reach us directly. You can also call the phone number that we called you on because that number still goes back to our office also. But our
Okay.
direct line is going to be the 877 number. And when we call you, like, for your onboarding call and when we call to communicate with you, we will be calling you from that 877 number. So you're going to want to save it, in your contact so you know it's us calling you.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. How long after we do this process, then I got to do the onboarding call before the system starts? It won't come up right away on Google, you're saying, right? It takes
Correct.
probably up to 30 days. So what happens during that time? Like, do they get any calls whatsoever, or is it kind of like a dead period?
So since we're not running Facebook ads, what we're going to be doing for you is optimizing your Google business profile. So we're going to be working in the background to get you up higher and higher on the list. So to get you on that first page, we do say about 30 to 45 days, but on your end, since you already have the Google Business Profile, I'm sure it's going to be done sooner. But you may still receive calls because we are going to be putting you higher and higher on the list as the time passes. But, you know, we do like to say those 30 to 45 days just, you know, to be safe on that end. But that's about how it's going to work.
Okay. Now let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You say there's a page where I can see how many leads I get from your end.
Mm-hmm.
On a monthly basis or daily basis or whatnot, right?
Yes, it's going to be a dashboard that you're going to receive, and that's going to start working in about 3 to 5 days. You're going to get the credentials to log into that dashboard.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Now, for your card information, I am ready for the numbers whenever you are.
I'm never ready for that one, but here you go. 3779-865450-31002.
002?
Yeah.
Okay. And when does the card expire?
February 27, 2027.
And the security code?
That will be 8436.
8436. Okay. Every time that we call you, we're going to ask you a security question. This is so you know it's us calling you, not some random company. So you can pick one question out of the three. So the first one is mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay. I'll go with I was born in.
Okay, and where were you born?
I will go with Puerto Barrios because that's a little harder for people out there to find out.
Puerto, ¿cómo se?
Barrios, ¿cómo se llama? Puerto, C-U-E-R-T-O. Barrios.
Okay.
Boy, as apple, R-R-I-O-S.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Puerto Barrios. There we go.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to do the voice verification, and then we're pretty much going to be done. You're going to receive everything through text and email. So the first thing on the voice verification, if you can please state the name of your business.
Okay.
Sorry, could you hear me?
Sorry, can you hear me? Yeah, I can hear you now, but you tell me when.
Oh, yeah, now. If you could just say this, the name of your business, please.
Okay, here we go. EGC Family Plumbing, Inc.
Perfect. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Edgar Perez. I am the owner.
Okay. And you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Okay. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, right?
Correct.
All right, perfect. Now, for you to receive your results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised, you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are not related to us. That's why we ask you that security question every time that we call you. So just make sure we ask you that question, and we are going to be calling you from that 877 number, which is the one that I did text you over. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Now, the next thing as well, we do ask that if you start working with another SEO company, which is search engine optimization, if you could please let us know. Now, what's going to be charged today is going to be just $199. We're going to charge your card every month on the 16th for $199. And you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. So the only thing that we do ask, if you are going to cancel, to at least cancel 3 days before your next billing is due, so we have time to cancel that for you, okay?
Okay, so you're basically putting it on a automated system that it will automatically charge.
Yes, it's going to automatically charge on the 16th of every month for only the $199.
Okay, so the number you send me is directly for you, or that's for local Splash Code?
That is for both. So if you call that 877 number and you put in the number 1 and then you put in my extension, you're going to go directly to my phone. So it's my direct extension, but it's also the office number. So if you want to get in contact with somebody in the office, you would just go through the prompts and it takes you to an account manager.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to send you over also right now through text message. It's going to be a YouTube video. I have it in Spanish and I have it in English, so it's up to you if you want me to put it in Spanish or send it to you in Spanish or English. But it explains to you how the dashboard works and how you can go about it. Do you want me to send it to you in Spanish, or are you okay with English?
English is fine.
Okay, perfect. I'll send that over to you right now as well. Okay, and let me see here. Okay, I'm going to send you everything over through text message and also through email right now. And then we're about done, so I know it took a little bit of time.
Yes.
Okay, now let me see if this is good. All right, I'm going to charge your card now, so let's see here. All right, perfect. And I have you down tomorrow. Your phone call is going to be between 3 to 4. I'm going to send you an email with a Google invite. As long as I'm available, I'm the one who's going to call you and introduce you to your account management team. But if I'm on the phone, they're going to call you regardless. And then I think we're pretty much done for right now. Do you have any questions for me?
No.
Okay. And it looks like when I tried sending over the text message, it pulled it up as a possible scam. It got rejected, so I'm going to try sending it to you again right now.
Yes. I got an email.
Yes, you're going to receive emails and also text messages, so that's great. And then let me see here. Okay, perfect. Okay, and the last thing I'm going to go over with you is just going to be the terms and conditions. I'm going to send it over to you through text message right now, which is going to be what I told you, that you're going to get everything in writing of what we're going to do for you. If you can open that up for me as soon as, you have a chance. I mean, are you driving right now?
Yes.
Okay, and don't worry about it. I'll just go over it with you. The terms and conditions is basically stating what we're going to do for you, which is your Google optimization, your cancellation at any time, what we charge you and what we will charge you, which is just the $199. The only thing I need you to do whenever you have a chance is just click on the two boxes so you can receive text messages from us, and also that you are an authorized person on the account, and then just type in your name with the capital letters and just confirm it. But if not, we'll do it for you tomorrow during your onboarding call. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Okay. Now, do you have any questions for me?
No.
All right, Edgar. Well, thank you so much. You have my contact info. Any questions, please text me, email me, or call me, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks. Bye, Edgar.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. You too, bye.